Will they cause Portugal problems tonight? They are sitting top of Group F this evening, and Bernstock side are gearing up to go through to the knockouts, remaining in top spot. What damage can they do to Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal and to Deco's heart? That game, by the way, taking place in Lyon, and that's on Sony 6 tonight. Also in Group F, Iceland are up against Austria, all to play for in this match. Iceland, Lars Lagerbäck leading his side off the bus. They've had a great campaign so far. Even if they do go home this evening, Iceland, they have made a lot of friends here, and they've done themselves and their country proud, that's for sure. They are up against Austria. Many people's dark horses before this tournament got underway, but they have disappointed. Only the solitary point from their campaign. Not looking good. They too could be on the plane home come the end of this evening. It's all about groups E and F. That game taking place in Saint-Denis. Let me just bring you up to speed as to where things stand in terms of Group F. Hungary, top of the group, 4 points. Iceland, Portugal, both on 2, Austria on 1. we need that maths professor again to keep us up to speed and up to date on everything that could possibly happen in terms of the numbers and the points and the group throughout the course of the evening. These are the possible scenarios. There really is only one scenario though. Win, you're through. Lose, you're in trouble. Iceland, Austria, they have really disappointed, haven't they, Austria? Really disappointed.
They have. I was just remembering the first day when we were talking, Austria and Portugal might be the top two teams of this group. And now we are here. They might not be the top two teams, both of them. They haven't done well. You know, the likes of Alaba, Arnautovic haven't done great. You know, I was watching some clips where I've seen Arnautovic fighting with his own players.
Yeah.
Something that you don't want to see in a game, you know.
Yeah.
And today, especially when they need to be cohesive, to be a proper unit.
Yeah.
I just hope that everyone understands that in the team and we see a better performance from Austria.
Just looking at Alaba in particular, has he been a little bit similar to Cristiano for Portugal? Too much expectation on him, too much responsibility on him individually?
Yeah, too much expectation, but different from Cristiano. Cristiano played well, of course, he didn't score, but we've seen Cristiano play well, we've seen Cristiano trying to do their best. Alaba, is the last game, he disappeared.
Let's have a look at the lineups. Here's the Austrian team, and Alaba again playing that number 10 role. You don't like him in that position?
No, I don't like it. I don't know. It's sometimes the coach, maybe because he's the best player in the team, he put him like a number 10, but he needs to play in his position. That's there
his
best position, of course, because if not, it's difficult for him, it's difficult for the team.
Yeah, just looking at the Iceland team here, and Ambika on Twitter says, Iceland has shown traits of Greece in 2004. It's a very good point, isn't it? Have they surprised you? Have they surprised you, Iceland?
Yeah, I think they surprised the first game against Portugal. Everyone was expecting the victory for Portugal, for sure.
Mm.
But the second game, they played very well.
Yeah.
It was a shame. They draw that game.
They haven't just been defensive, have they?
No. They play. They go to attack. They push. They work very well. It was a shame, sure, because they were almost there from
true
the last 10 minutes. I can't remember, but was they deserved
so close. There. Okay, here's how Hungary shape up ahead of kickoff. Just a reminder, they have 4 points from their games so far. And,
Joe, Klein-Heinzler, Nemeth, Nagy, Kadar, that's 4. But probably they are substituted because they have yellow cards also.
Yeah.
Then there is and the striker, Priskin. He's not playing. Zalai, who scored in the first match, he has come back.
Yeah, they've qualified, but they could end up qualifying as the third place side.